got your mask.
Is it me or
turn your cell phone lights on. Has anybody seen the video of Ed?
Is it?
I don't think the cameras are. Can't have that go with. I want a post game show.
You finish off a homestand 5-1. I mean, what did you like about what your team was able to accomplish in these six games?
Well, you got to win your games at home, or most of them. That's what we did. And yeah, because it's a little tougher on the road. You know, for obvious reasons, but I don't know, we gained, you know, the Detroit game, I think, was a little sour the way we played against them, and I like the way the guys have dug in on this trip, and, you know, going into the third periods, we've had leads, or we've been tied, and we've pushed in that period like we did tonight, and, you know, points are following, so it's, it was a good homestand, and probably, you know, the defensive side of things we got much better at as things went on. So yesterday's news though, already. Now we four division teams, you know, in a week right before Christmas. And a big trip for us before the break.
What do you think how much you guys back in that third period? I mean, was it that you have the power play? I mean, what did you kind of build on in the third?
I don't know, like we played a really perimeter game in the for a lot of it, actually. I really like the way we started. Probably spent a bit too much time playing defense, but in saying that, we weren't really giving anything up. But it was, you know, it's just taxing being in there, and I thought when we got to the offensive zone, we weren't deliberate enough, you know, going to the net, and I thought we got better at that in the third. You know, Poynter's goal is that next goal was the big one, and we got it, and then Hags follows up, and we kind of took it home from there. But just a little, we wanted to win that game. We just weren't doing all the things we needed to for much of it, and then the third period, the opponent line took over.
You mentioned being better defensively. Four straight games, two or fewer goals. I mean, what have you done to kind of tighten up, other than getting the goal tag?
Well, we've protected all the scoring areas. You know, you start letting teams go east-west on you, it's going to be trouble. You start giving them all those grade A opportunities, and then, you know, in the slot, like, you just can't do it. And so you're trying to keep teams the outside, much like Columbus did tonight. I have a Columbus, you know, they played hard, they defended well. You know, we had some big-time players make some plays, but that's what you have to do. You have to take all those juicy scoring areas away, and if they beat you from the outside, they beat you from the outside. And I think we've done a better job of that.
Any concern with Kale Surge at the outside?
No. Oh, yeah.
He will travel with
you. Oh, yeah. Everybody's coming. Even Rudy's coming.
So much success over the years, obviously, with Point, Cooch, and Pilat, now Hagel. What about his game has kind of changed to give them so much success here recently? He just seems so much more comfortable now.
Well, he has the same attitude Pilat has. Like, those are the guys that never give up. They're maybe not the biggest guys in the league, but they got the biggest hearts. They never give up on plays, and they're gritty. And not to say, you know, Cooch and Point are gritty too. They're just at times in different ways. All big-time competitors, but you know, Hanks does a lot of that. At times, dirty work, and find those guys, and get those guys a puck. He's got the skill to back it up. So, yeah, it's been a great fit. Welcome, Dirk. It's at the 5-minute mark of an 8-minute conversation.
Do you know what the story was with Kucherov kind of hanging back and waiting for
Hagel
to get them together?
No, I don't know, unselfish guys. So that was. It's always a little nerve-wracking when that happens, but they know what they're doing. So it was a great play. You read Kucherov, the play coming out of the zone, and it's good if you get those empty netters quick.
Now you guys go on the road, and obviously a bunch of division opponents here. Hagel's talking about how, you know, it's great that we were good at home, but, you know, then now this next stretch kind of awaits us. You know, how important.
Nobody's really separated. Maybe Boston and Toronto have kind of, you know, taken off a bit. But we're kind of climbing our way back into the conversation with those teams. But those, you know, those other teams are right behind us. And we've had, you know, Detroit beat us here, and Buffalo, we found ourselves fortunate to beat them. Haven't seen Montreal yet. And, you know, Toronto was an overtime game. So it's always rivalries when we come into play these teams. So it's be a good test for us.
You spent so much time at home, really going back to the beginning of November when they had that one trip. Is it almost a readjustment to go back on the road?
No. We've been on the road lots. So it's I mean, it's nice to go on the road. Like, it's some of these teams, like I look at Arizona, played like 14 straight road games, and then Carolina just had a, monster road trips. I don't want that. You know, you play some at home, go on the road, kind of split it up, and I think our schedule's set up good for that. But it's this time. It's time to go on the road. We did what we did at home, and you know, there's some back-to-backs in there. It's not like a huge stretch, but an eight-day trip should be. I think we're going into a storm. There's winter storm going out there,
so
it'll be nice. It'll definitely feel like Christmas when we're up there.
Thank you. There's no place like home.